What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, hour two of the show. Jeff Rieger in for Doug Karsh. Get here with you today. We take your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. Reluctantly, I will yield to you, Jeff, with whatever kind of proposal, proposition, whatever you want to call it, whatever this is.
Which one's better? Have we decided?
We can decide after.
All right.
What it comes out.
All right. So Gator, you don't know that this is coming. And I saw a couple weeks ago that I was working this fine program. I had just gotten done a day and a half golfing up at Boyne. I don't feel as confident in this proposal anymore, but that's okay. We're still going to go through it. I told Kenny, who's doing the phones today, I told him of my plan last week. So he's the only person that knows what's about to come.
All right.
I just need your ears for a second. So a couple weeks ago, I don't remember the date, I tuned into the Karsh and Anderson extravaganza, and it was crosstalk. It was right after the U.S. Open. And Rico was in here from the Mike and Rico show, and you guys were talking about golf. And I got brought into the conversation. And you at one point said, and I quote, "Jeff Rieger is terrible." Hurt my feelings. Doug then did an impression of me and said, I'm a bad golfer too. So I've been stewing on this for a couple of weeks now.
Okay, I'm wondering what the reason why that you were brought up into the conversation.
Well, Rico said that I enjoyed the golfer struggling from the course. I believe that's why.
Okay, because the U.S. Open with all the thick, punitive rough that
was that
they
J.J.
have.
Spawn that won it on that crazy putt.
Right, and we say, do we want to watch guys play like Rieger, or do we want to see professional
That's what it was! Yeah, all the bad memories are coming back. Oh, he's smiling, people. He's smiling.
Well, I mean, yeah, I want to see professional golfers play like professional golfers. I don't need to see them struggle.
So you guys did
like
your job because
handicap.
The point of sports radio is to say something that evokes emotion. And I was driving in my car and I was triggered. I sent you guys a tweet. I never got a response. And the tweet read something to the extent of Doug and Gator just made fun of me again about my golf game. And then I brought up what happened at the company outing. You beat me by a stroke. Doug lost me by 10 strokes. And I challenged you guys to a match. And I never heard a response. I kept checking my notifications, and I never got a response. It's like it never happened to begin with. So here's what I want to do. Here's my proposition or proposal to you.
Mm-hmm.
We have the company outing coming up on August 2nd, which is about a month from now. I know, because I saw the email, you're going to play. You always play. I don't know if Doug's going to play. His name was not on
He
played last year.
It's a rare appearance. Yeah.
Yes, rare appearance. He's a busy man. He's got like 15 kids. I understand. I want to challenge you. It's going to get good. To the match. I want to beat you. If I beat you, I'll tell you what I want. If you beat me, you can name the terms. You can even have the listeners name the terms. I will do anything. Anything. You can name whatever terms you want, with the exception of paying you like an exorbitant amount of money, which I can't afford. I will do anything if you beat me. But if I beat you, all I want This is all I want. I want you and me side by side having a cocktail in the post-round celebration that we do. And I just want to make a little video. And it's going to be me and you. And I just simply want you to say, Jeff, I'm just as bad as you. That's all I want. That's all I want.
That's what you want?
That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. What do you want? And will you take this proposal?
I mean, I'll take the proposal.
Straight up, damn it. Straight up.
I can handle that. That's really not terribly concerning with me. And understand this, because I say this all the time. I say the same thing about my guitar playing. I'm terrible. I'm a terrible guitar player. I love guitars.
That's all you had to say. You never said that. You just said I was terrible.
Well, you're asking me not. I recognize I'm not a good golfer. I've never claimed to be a good golfer. I've just claimed to be better than you.
Let's go. Will you take it? I'll shake your hand right now. Okay.
Straight up, right?
So what do you want? Yeah, straight up, no stress.
I have no idea what I want at this point. I don't have to ask for much. Because, okay, we're playing golf. I ask right now that I'm not in your foursome.
I mean, that might be, yes, that might be probably the way to go.
I mean, we'll have to work out parameters of this deal.
Strokes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're going to have to play like legitimate golf and not.
So are you?
Yeah, of course, but I do. I mean, there's.
What makes you think I don't?
We'll just see.
The parameters are we get a breakfast ball because that's the rules of the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
And other than that, that's that. No mulligans.
Well, on that course, but they tell you to, we'll get into it.
Oh, and here's the other thing. If you hit a ball out of bounds, you're dropping three from the ball out of bounds. Correct? Is that fair? You and I both.
Yeah, it's you're laying three, or you're hitting your third. You're laying two,
yes,
hitting three.
Correct. So we're not going to do the hit the provisional. And then you're hitting
because
fourth.
No, because they want us to move it along on that course.
Exactly. Okay.
Because we're guests.
So there you go. I want my video. If I beat you, you can whatever you want.
I ask for anything as long as it's not monetary.
Yeah, whatever you want. I mean, I'll run around naked. Nobody's going to want to see that. But
who wins there?
I will allow the listeners to choose my fate. I don't give a damn. I'm very confident that I will beat you. And I've been seeing a golf instructor. And I've been going to the range every day. And you know how Michael Jordan, we're not alike. I don't know if you know this. Me and MJ, not alike in any way, shape,
or
form.
Bald.
But that's true.
I said, yeah, bald. You shave your head.
Yeah, okay. He probably does too. But anyway, you know how Michael made up the competition in his head?
Right.
Like he went against John Stockton, right, even though Stockton never said anything
made
about him.
Made stuff up, right.
Yeah, exactly.
To keep himself motivated.
I have made stuff up about you for the last 2 weeks.
It's really unnecessary.
I go to the range thinking about you, Gator. Mm. I go to sleep thinking about you. I wake up thinking about you.
How's that working out for you?
Not great.
Yeah.
I mean, I had some really nice holes up north, and I second-guessed this proposition at least 5 different times, but I'm still ready to take you. Gator's staring at me right now.
I'm not staring.
I think
just,
he's excited about this.
I mean, it's just golf, man. It's okay. I'm not terribly concerned. If I don't play well, do you have a chance of beating me if I play like my worst? And I have not played well on that course.
Yeah, it's a hard course.
But I know that you have not played well on that course.
No. You only beat me by a stroke last time, though.
I know, and that was one of the worst rounds I've had.
Well, you know what? I've gotten better. I'm kind of like the Red Wings, marginally.
Yeah, I'm not terribly concerned. And the pun, I mean, this is what's funny to me. Your punishment is, what is that?
Yeah, I just need you to do
Jeff,
a video with me.
I'm just as bad as you are.
Yes.
I mean,
that's all I want, because if you would have said that from the get-go.
That's what you want me to say. You don't even want me to say that you're better. Which is ridiculous, because if you beat me, you should have me say that, but that's not what the bet is.
We're getting
which
ticket
is hysterical.
Text. Hysterical. We're getting ticket text.
You just
text.
Want me to say I'm as bad as you,
yes,
are if
correct.
You beat me.
That's right.
If only there was a way to determine if somebody was better than somebody else. Oh, what would it be? That's it. Head-to-head competition. And if Jeff wins that, Jeff just wants me to say that I'm as bad as he is.
That's all. That's all. You can't. The heart wants this the heart wants.
Okay, this is so fun. That is hysterical to me, because you had the chance to really go for the win and you didn't take it. But this, I shouldn't be surprised. Years ago, we played in the same event, and you and your partner at the time made the ridiculous.
That was on him, not me. No, that was on him.
I'm going to say it. You guys made a ridiculous bet against Jimmy and I, our boss, about strokes after the match had already been done.
I wasn't paying attention.
And
that was all him.
Jimmy and your partner made the proposal and said, "Hey, okay, if you give us 15 strokes, okay, how about that?" And Jimmy's like, looks at me like, "Are you kidding me? Did he just say that?" We know what they shot, and I'm like, "Yeah, do it." Yeah. And then Jimmy goes, okay, for like $20 a man. And, okay, yeah, yeah, it's hot. And then we grab the scorecards, look at them, and sure enough, we beat you by like 25 strokes. Because that's just how dumb that was, as dumb as this is.
This is all based on one comment that happened in a crosstalk.
No. This goes back.
This is how ridiculous this has turned into.
This goes back years when Doug ripped on my golf game, and I'm much better than Doug. He ripped on my golf game, and then I challenged him.
I think it's funny because you're judging that you're much better than Doug when Doug played last year. I don't know if he could have moved his arm above his shoulder.
Oh, excuses. This is how this goes. I kick his butt by 10 strokes. He can't move his shoulder.
Oh, now it's 10 strokes.
I beat Doug by 10.
Now it's 10.
No. I lost to you by one. I beat Doug by 10.
Did you?
He shot a 110. I shot 100. Yes. Trust me. It's ingrained in my brain.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just saying you guys could have prevented this.
What am I preventing? If you beat me, I should say that I'm just as bad as you. But you blew it because you should have said that you were better than me.
Well, obviously, people will know that I beat you because I got my video. I will put it in a little bit.
In your video, you're not asking me to say that.
I don't need you to say it.
Yeah, but then why are you asking me to say it?
Because I think it's more demeaning towards you for you having to admit that we're like the same.
It's hysterical because you know what? I don't care.
So what do you want?
I don't know yet. Okay. I'll come up with something.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
All right. Somebody,
we can take some ticket texts.
The ticket texts right now.
You want to tweet us at Doug and Gainer 971 of what I should ask in return from Jeff from this ridiculous golf game proposal.
There is some early ones right now. Can I just say no to one? Somebody says, if you beat me, I got to quit the ticket. That's
harsh. No,
come on,
I like working with Jeff.
Thank you.
This is a proposal. It's not a proposition.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah,
this is a proposal.
Gator, if you win, you should make them drink out of your boots like a shoot the boot guarantee.
Now that is something that is.
I gladly do that.
Possibly.
Yeah. Golden. Make them as gross as you want.
And video evidence as well.
Actually, use my shoes. They stink.
I mean. Yeah, I wouldn't want you to use my shoe.
Yeah, that would wreck your shoe.
I don't want to wreck my golf shoe. I kind of like that. I like that. So
okay, I think you could do better. You could do better.
Wait, by 2 o'clock, I'll come up with something for sure. But right now, that's a leader in the clubhouse.
Okay, all right. There's a lot of good ticket texts coming in. So you agree. I'm just happy you agree.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text us. Again, you can follow us.
Start training tonight.
You can follow us on Twitter at DougAndGator971. What's your Twitter handle?
Rieger1984. R-I-G-E-R.
1984.
Yes. Good year.
Tigers won the World Series. Is that why it's 1984?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. You had something happen to you on the golf course that you thought was incredibly obnoxious.
Yes.
I want to get to that as well. And we will discuss obnoxious things that happen on the golf course, like, you know, somebody making some ridiculous bet that if he beats you, he just wants you to say that you're just as bad as he is. Works for me. 97-1, the ticket. We got some ticket texts that are coming in, some Twitter responses as well, to not just what Jeff just proposed to me with the golf outing in a couple weeks, but about other stuff too. Michael had sent us to Twitter. The Gibson trade is a great deal for the Wings. Comment on that. That's a big upgrade with the best goalie available this year.
I think we did.
We did. And I do think that's an upgrade. And I do think that move leads me to think.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I think that the Red Wings are better now than they were after the season. How much better? We'll see. They got a long way to go here, but they also still have some time to make something happen in free agency. And then now I put into my calendar, it's July 25th. It's a Friday at 2 o'clock. That hopefully by that point, Steve Yzerman has made a trade.
That's the Yzerman trade deadline.
Yzerman trade deadline is July 25th. An arbitrary
at 2 o'clock
that I need for my own sanity for the Red Wings to add some player of significance to
this
team.
He's a failure if he doesn't do so.
I mean, the player of significance has to be like a top four defenseman or a top six forward.
Love it.
That's the player of significance if you wanted to define it in some way.
Or trade John Gibson and get even a better goalie. I'm just leaving it out there for a chance, but yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Couple quick ticket texts for you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
If I were to lose, not going to happen, but if I were to lose, Dave and Farmington, have Rieger eat the hottest pepper on the planet.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Thank you. Gator, if you win, you should make him grow his hair out for 3 months.
Now that is a possibility.
Oh, God, that would look awful.
Although I think it might have to go longer than 3 months because I'm not sure how you got to. I need contrast. I don't know if you're going to get enough contrast after three months.
I mean, I would have to shave it down to shave it. Yeah, I don't want to do that. How about this one? Do you agree with this? Scott, what you are witnessing is Rieger, spelled wrong, subconsciously needing your validation for not only his self-esteem, but for the years of regressed childhood trauma of not getting enough attention as a kid. I feel like what he really wants from you is a gold star or a treat, as if you were to give a dog a treat because you asked him to shake and he raised his paw.
Well, Jeff is the classic middle child
I
syndrome.
I am a middle child.
No question
sure,
about
yeah,
that.
No question.
I mean, you are without a doubt the classic middle child.
Yeah, I got the MCS. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I was thinking about this earlier today. You're a performer. You do need.
I need an
to
audience.
Perform for people. I'm not, but here's the thing about Jeff. Jeff doesn't care if you like it or not, he just wants to be out there and perform. Do you love the attention? I don't know if you necessarily love the attention.
Of it's bad attention.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think you just love to perform.
That's right. I don't, you psychoanalyzing me is a little scary. You might be right about that. I don't know. I don't know myself very well, apparently, Gator. All I know is.
We're getting to know you by the minute.
Here's what I will tell you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move on, I think. But my entire life, I've wanted to be good at something other than being loud and obnoxious and annoying and striping baseball fields. And I fell in love with the game of golf, but it has not fallen in love with me. And I struggle. It's such a challenge. And every year at this damn outing, I think to myself, I'm going to do well. I'm going to beat a bunch of people. I'm going to kick everybody's ass. I'm not going to be the worst golfer. And every year it doesn't go well. Last year, I made a little bit of progress. And then this year is my year. So, yes, I've been obsessed a little bit, without a doubt. There's worse things to be obsessed with than golf.
This is true.
Like I could be obsessed with a person or something. And then next thing you know, I get a slap restraining order on me.
But how much do you think you've really improved over the last 10 years?
10 years?
Yeah, 10 years.
I've made a great improvement from last year to this year. Yes.
How much do you really think you've improved over the last 10 years?
I mean,
like, were you shooting 115 10 years ago?
I'm like Trajan Langdon. I like to improve in the margins.
You maybe have gotten marginally better.
Yes. I mean, listen, maybe. On a good day, my best score ever is 87. My worst score ever, it's awful. On a normal day, I can be high 90s. Okay. Normal day. On a great day, I'm low 90s. On an awful day, I'm low 100s to mid 100s. Well, I mean, like, you know,
past 110.
105. No, it's not 110.
You sure about that?
No. So anyway, I did take a couple lessons. I got two more lessons planned before we play. So hopefully you don't get too worried.
Yeah, don't put too many thoughts in your head, though. Don't want to have that happen.
No. I've actually worked on this. I've actually worked on not having the moment too big.
Have you?
Yeah.
I just got done watching the movie again. It's a great movie with Tom Cruise. It's called The Last Samurai. You ever see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ago, though.
Great movie. And while he's getting his ass kicked in samurai sword training, somebody comes up who's his translator and says, too many minds.
Yeah.
And he's like, what does that mean, too many minds? Mind your surroundings. Mind this person. Mind what the... Too many minds. Too many things are in your head. Just make sure you don't get too many things in your head.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
If you get too many things in your head, Jeff.
So you're already starting.
You start talking back.
He already said, this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. He's already starting trying to get in my head.
Just saying.
Trying to wrap my goal. Like, listen, my mental IQ is not all that impressive. Well, I know that doesn't shock anybody. So you would think it's easy to get in my head, except for this.
Oh, I wouldn't think it's easy.
I got various coaches for this outing. I got a health coach. I got a nutrition coach. I got a mental coach.
Well, then,
golf coach.
If you already have all those many coaches, then you definitely have too many thoughts in your head. Anyway, I look forward to it. We'll see what happens here in a month from now when we do the show the following Monday.
Just think of whatever you want me to give to you, which I will not.
Yeah, sure. Just get ready for it. But you had mentioned before the show, you and I were talking about golf, among other things. There was something that happened that you found to be quite obnoxious on the golf course. And I know that everybody that has golfed, whether you're really good or really bad, if you're Rieger or if you're, you know, Chris Fellar. Chris is really good.
See what he did there?
Before he had kids, he was really
I am the bad one.
It's just an example. I could have put somebody
else
on
good.
There.
What are you talking about?
No, I played with him a few weeks ago in a media event at the Rocket Classic. He was awful. And I said, dude, this is what happens after you have kids.
Yeah, but what's awful? He probably still shot 81.
No.
Oh.
No, he shot in like mid-90s. He was,
now.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe it. Well, that's the truth. I refuse to believe it.
He was terrible. He'll tell you. And he knows. And he knows because now he's dad. He can't play.
Yeah, it's hard. It gets a little tough.
So anyway.
That's why I blame my kid. That's why I'm not that good.
So no matter how good you are, you've been on a golf course and you've found something that was obnoxious. Whatever it was. Somebody you played with, something that somebody did that you played with, it was just obnoxious, or whatever the case is. Maybe it's the layout of the course or whatever. What's the most obnoxious thing that you've seen on the golf course? Jeff has something that I haven't heard yet. I'm curious to hear what it is. I've got one in mind in my life that has happened. So it doesn't matter how good you are. If you've ever played the game of golf, something obnoxious that happened on the course, what was the most obnoxious thing you ever saw? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket. All right, Jeff, I do want to know what this obnoxious, because you could be obnoxious on the golf course.
Me?
Yeah.
Me?
You're loud as hell. You swear all the time.
I do, yeah. So does everybody.
Don't mind your, but you don't mind your surroundings. Like, you just shout the top of your lungs an expletive and you don't realize
it's all about me. Yeah.
It's
the occasional club throw.
The more than occasional club throw, that happens.
Putter in a pond,
smashing the club on the tee box. You've done a lot of things.
Well, when you're saying this, I don't know why anybody wants to play with me. Actually,
well, I'm not going to play with you.
Yeah,
I'm just going
to. We already discussed this outside.
Yeah,
we're already setting up the rules for what I like to call the match of the century.
Yeah, that's it.
Gator versus Rieger. Can you convince Doug to play? Because I want to beat him too.
I don't know. I think he's out of town that weekend. So
tell him not to go out of town. This is more important.
So we know that you can be that, but you said you saw something this week that was the most obnoxious thing you've seen on the golf course.
All right. So I did tell this story once, I think, on The Ticket, like maybe it was on the weekend, but very quickly, I'll just break it down. Me and a buddy go golfing. It's a muni. It's during the middle of the day. My daughter has camp in the morning, so I figured I could get 9 quick holes in.
It's really irrelevant, but you're playing 9 holes on a municipal course. Yeah.
So we tee off at about 10 o'clock with hopes to be done by 12 o'clock, okay? We got places to be. We get to hole 6, which is a par 3. We're standing right by the green, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this cart. Now, before I tell you where this cart went, I must tell you, there was this foursome of women in front of us, and they were moving slow, all ages.
So you're already frustrated.
Yes, from senior women.
Because you
want to
be done in a couple hours.
Exactly, gotcha. to a younger girl, right? And we're on the green, we're putting, it's moving slow, it is what it is, we just want to get done, and I see this cart out of the corner of my eye fly through the fairway, and then almost, like, drive on the green. And what I didn't notice, and I'm wondering where they're going, is there is an empty tee box at hole 7. Now, mind you, these bastards passed 4 groups. They were way back. Course was packed. Gorgeous weather. So they decided to literally forego 4 groups, go up to this tee box. Wow. And then, to make things even worse, because they have now just held us back an extra 25 minutes, let's
say. Sure, because they just skipped ahead of you.
Right. To make things even worse, they took 3 balls each off the tee box. So they suck, okay? So they cut everybody off. They suck. And they took 3 balls.
Just as bad as you, or just are you better than them?
I wanted them to make a video with me saying they're just as bad as me. Anyway, so I'm pissed. I'm fuming. I'm like, come on. Listen, I suck, but at least I play quick, okay? Because we got places to be.
That's something you and I have in common.
Thank you. Yeah, good, good.
I'm not good, but I play quickly.
There you go. I mean, it's a redeeming quality. So one of the women walks up to me, and she's like, listen, I just want to tell you what happened. And she tells me that exactly what I witnessed, that they cut to the tee box. I didn't realize they had taken multiple shots off the tee, which makes it even so much worse. So by the time she finishes the story, I'm furious, right? And I'm with my buddy who doesn't think it's a big deal because he probably didn't have a place to go like I had a place to go. And these guys are almost to the green. It's a short hole, hole 7. And I lost my crap while this woman is telling me the story. And I just yelled, and this is embarrassing, but I'll just kind of do it. I'm like, hey! And then I'm like,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I didn't call them anything too bad, but I did kind of say,
What? Give me initials. What did you say?
Hey! A-hole! balls.
All right.
Yeah, and one of the guys looked, didn't care. The other guy didn't even look. And I'm like, wow, that was really stupid. Like, I am in radio. Somebody might have recognized my voice. And then I think I scared off the woman who was talking to us because she went back to her foursome. And I heard her say, that guy just yelled at them. And then, of course, I felt awful about it. So I went back up to the woman. I'm like, yeah, sorry for yelling. She's like, no, that was awesome. But I think she was lying to me. I think she was horrified. Anyway, we finally finished the round. We get back to the clubhouse and I go to the ranger. I'm like, and I had their description. I'm like, these two guys, I think they're playing 18. They're back on the back nine right now. Yeah, yeah. They cut in front of four groups. And I thought the ranger was going to do something. He didn't give a damn.
No.
Yeah.
It's a Nooney course and they don't care.
That's exactly. And it was packed. It was, I was furious, absolutely furious. It was disgusting behavior. And I think I deserved to yell.
I'd allow for that. I'm surprised you didn't do anything further than that, but that's okay.
Well, let's be honest. I'm a small guy. I'm like 180 sopping wet. I'm not going to get in a fight. I mean, one of them was bigger than the other guy, but I can't fight.
Fair enough.
And not to mention,
if you watch
social media, like once a week, you see like a golf course fight.
I do enjoy those.
I don't want to be involved in something like that.
Watching a TikTok video of guys fighting on a golf course is hysterical to me.
Right.
Like, are you guys really, you're gripping the club that tightly where you're going to come to fisticuffs because some guy accidentally hit into you or were they taking a long time? Anyway,
is there any chance you're going to want to fight with me if I beat you on August 2nd?
No, not a chance.
Damn it.
Because you're not going to beat me. That's the biggest part.
So
that is obnoxious behavior skipping, but I'm not sure which is the more obnoxious behavior you were talking about. Was it the fact that they skipped ahead of four groups
yes.
to sprint to get to the next tee box? Or was it you yelling out the top of your lungs, hey, a-holes, and that was it? Was that because you basically yelled at them and then you scared the women folk?
I did. I scared the
and
women.
And then the guy you're playing with is probably like, hey, great. I got to be with this guy.
Yeah, it's not great. Well, I was very like sure of myself in the moment. And then I realized what I had done. It was almost like involuntary behavior.
Well, my story will go a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Just because I'll move it along.
Okay, go.
And it's the reason that they're on the list. Listigator things strongly dislikes.
All right.
Playing up north at Arthur Hills course in Boyne.
Ooh, very
really nice course.
Yes.
I was playing by myself and I got slowed up by this group. And it's a family. It's not just a foursome. It's like they brought a couple kids with them too. So there's like six of them. And they are literally like giving lessons on the golf course while this is going on. And I just want to move past them. And there's nobody in front of
unacceptable.
Them. There's nobody in front of
what
them.
What time of day? I'm just curious.
I think I teed off at like 10:30 in the morning.
Okay. Gotcha.
And this is like on a Friday morning and I'm getting pissed and I'm waiting three holes now. We've gone and they haven't just said, hey, would you like to play through? Which is usually that's the etiquette in the golf course. The group that's slow should look behind them and realize they're holding somebody else up and say, would you like to play through?
Yeah,
and
that's not happens, that's
it's
not
awesome.
On you.
It's great.
Yeah.
But after three holes and it hasn't happened yet, I finally said, hey, do you guys mind if I play through? And they said, we're just enjoying the day here. You can wait like everybody else. Like,
oh, you should have done the hey a-hole yell
no,
at them.
Not yet. I'm like, oh, okay. Sure, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Oh, I would
and
be
again,
infuriated.
Still doing tutorials on the golf course with whoever they're playing with, and I'm more and more frustrated. And it's two more holes, and I drive up again, and I'm like, dude, seriously? I'm like, well, I guess go ahead.
Oh, you asked a second time.
Of course, I asked a second time, and I said, good. I'm not going to hold you up, and of course, I hit a drive, and it's awful. Goes into the woods down, but I don't care. I just take off, and I go. Drop into the course.
You know what they were saying? This guy wanted to play past.
I just want to get past you. This is how bad. I'm terrible, but you guys are so obnoxiously slow. It's in my best interest to just get past you. So that was my obnoxious story. But what is it for you? What's the most obnoxious thing you've seen on the golf course? I'm sure there's better than what we've just described. But Scott, you're next up here. 97 on the ticket. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scotty.
Here. How are you, sir?
All right.
So I am listening to you guys and I'm thinking back a couple of days and my buddies and I, first of all, Gator, you're right. You, as kids come into play, golf becomes a much different game.
Oh, yeah.
It's much more, oh my gosh, I'm actually out. I can use this time and I can focus on the game.
I mean, I have a number of my friends that had like club memberships to different places, and they got their handicaps down to single digits, and they were really good golfers. Then they had kids, and those handicaps went right back up because they just you don't play.
A very sad story, sure. Guys. Very sad.
So a couple of days ago, what we've done, because we all have kids now, is we have to play before work. So we get up and we do the early round, quick nine, municipal, and we try to squeeze it in before we have to go to the office. But, like, we try to get the first tee time, and now that tee time is, like, gold. And this, like, we get it, and it's happened twice now. We have a single come up, and he's like, hey, you know, either I'm in a hurry, I got to get to the office, or, like, he just goes. And then it's like, okay, it's just a guy, he's out there. Twice, our foursome now has caught up to the single.
Oh.
Like, this guy should be miles away from us.
What's he doing, Scott? Is he hitting multiple balls, that guy?
So the first guy, that was just awful, which, like, all right, you went and you're terrible. You should know how bad you are, you know. But the other guy, guy number two, is on his cell phone yelling at people on his phone. We got to a point where, so you're like, all right, is this just annoying or is this a yellable offense? You know what I'm saying? So, like, we have finally one of the guys in the group goes, hey, you know, just like, get off the, you know. Just, and so after that, next hole, he's off in the woods yelling again. Like, we had told him we were waiting as a foursome. Next hole, he's off in the woods on the phone yelling. We're like, are we in the Twilight Zone? What is happening right now? It was ridiculous.
Scott, this is the guy that you let play through, right?
So I am the guy who shows up 30 seconds before tee time, just goes on the course. The guys were like, I think that they talked to the other guys in the group, or he did, and was like, and he had a thick accent, so they couldn't understand what he was saying. And he was like, I got to go. Can I play? And then he actually offered it to them to play with him while I wasn't there. But it gets all sketchy for me. And so all I know is that, oh, man, this is a yellable offense. We need to get this guy off the course. Like, you're a single. You should not be here. You know what I mean?
That sucks. That sucks, man. Thanks for the story. I appreciate it. 248-539-9797. Steve is in Monroe. You're next up here, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Steve.
Hey, so I've had two of these. Drunken golf partner in golf league.
Yeah.
And the best example was we were playing for the championship in the last week of league, and we had a 17-point lead going into a 21-point potential take of all the points. And our company that we work for lost power at 11 a.m. And my partner proceeded to go to the bar and drink until 5.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about barely being able to walk up to the tee box and talk. Yeah. We won the league by 1 point. And the other guy literally would drive 3 fairways over to bum a beer off of somebody, even though he had a six-pack in the back of the cart.
Oh, boy.
That was his
spare. He's just being social.
Yeah, yeah. I want to play golf, and these guys are just about the party. So,
yeah, I don't mind drinking on the golf course, but at the same time, you got to keep the genie in the bottle to a point. I mean, it will affect your game. Now, if your game sucks,
then it doesn't matter.
It's like, just unload. Go ahead and do what you're going to do, right?
Yeah, but Steve, I'm with you, man. Yeah. Like there is... The golf league, I think, is the wrong person for a guy that actually cares about golf, because everybody wants to get drunk in the golf league. Then there's the guy like Steve that just wants to play golf. He wants to play a good round of golf.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, the drunk guy, I was at an outing one time, and a guy in my foursome on the back nine started getting lit up, like really going after it. And I'm like, wow, this is going to be interesting. You know, I said, you know, might want to slow down a little
Sim
bit.
Sit down a little bit.
We've got a dinner right after this thing at the golf course. And, you know, it was for some sort of event, whatever, and they're presentations, and he's wasted. Now he's wasted at the end of this thing. And he is saying things, and he's not using an inside voice, and it's loud, and we're in the back of the room, and he's saying some unsavory things, and I'm like, dude, you got to just keep it down. And he's this place sucks anyway. Like, and I picked him up, and I walked him out the door. I'm like, dude, you're going to stay outside here, and you have got to sober up, because we can't have you do that. That's not good. You're a representative here, and this is a bad look. It was not a good look at all.
Yeah, golf leagues real quick, though, so damn slow. Golf leagues are the worst.
Because they get the last tee times.
Exactly, and there's like 50 people out there.
Yeah, they're all it's all packed up because you got nothing but foursomes.
And you're waiting 50 minutes in between strokes.
Right. And everybody is, you know, of you don't really have great golfers there. They're all people of our abilities.
Right.
So you're taking, nobody's shooting really well.
The camaraderie's great.
Sure, the camaraderie's great. So people start helping each other. Yeah, we'll go look for the golf ball. And instead of just saying, forget it, it's gone, let's go. Yeah, I hear you. Anyway. Obnoxious things have happened on the golf course, to be sure. I just saw something, a tweet regarding the NHL. Does it affect the Red Wings?
Oh, boy.
We'll get to it next year. 97.1, the ticket. All right, I saw this this tweet from Chris Johnston, who's an NHL reporter with The Athletic. It says, something to keep an eye on. Once Nikolai Ehlers makes his free agent decision, there's a sense it could spur trade activity among the team or teams who fall short in their pursuit of the talented winger. I would imagine that, yeah, this is plenty of teams. They're not just going to throw all their eggs into one basket and hope that they get Ehlers to join their squad. There has to be plan B, and plan B would be find other players.
Well, that's
this is what I think is going to be interesting, because this is where you might start to hear other names being mentioned.
Well, that's what Eisenman was talking about, by the way, during the NHL draft. And he had that comment where he's like, we're going to try to make our team better via free agency, but there's too many teams and not enough players. So we're not optimistic. But then once everything dies down with the buzz, then hopefully we can make our team better via a trade. So, again, that's why you have the Eisenman trade deadline, which is, what, the 25th again?
Yeah, it's yes.
Yes, Eisenman needs to make a trade
for my own sanity
by July 25th, or he's a failure. We've decided. But yes, now I would assume. I mean, that's how it works every year. You know, teams get a free agent. They got to make moves according to the cap. The cap went up. You got to get rid of guys, so you trade them away, or some guys force their way out too.
And if you were thinking maybe Orlov could have been a top four defenseman for the Red Wings, he cannot. He has signed a 2-year deal with the San Jose Sharks.
Oh, okay.
So that might just about do it for any free agents of
that you're interested in. Yeah.
So all right, then. We'll see what they decide to do with the Red Wings. But I do think it's interesting. The Ehlers news, like Tuesday, the NHL deadline, or NHL deadline.
Yeah.
The free agency began at noon. By Tuesday afternoon, the market on Ehlers, the reports were he's got a lot of things to sift through. He'll probably make a decision tonight. And then the next day came, which was yesterday. And then it said, yeah, well, he's going to sift through. We should expect, again, it was like tonight. Nothing happened last night. So I kept thinking, what a great position to be in if you're Nikolai Ehlers, because now you have all the teams are interested in you. Because you're the last big-time free agent that's out there. And he's a good player. He's not a great player. He's a good player.
He'd be he can help you.
He'd be a top six forward for
sure. Absolutely.
But, you know, it's not like he's Mitch Marner or some of the other guys that could have been free agents that ended up not being really free agents. But he's in a great position now because he's going to get the best contract he'll ever see because he's the only guy left. And everybody else returned of substance returned to their own teams. So we'll see who he ends up signing with and if, in fact, it does have a trickle effect to spur on trade talk with other teams.
The NHL list of free agency is always the most bastardized thing ever because these guys never leave their teams. They're really good ones, right? So you're left with like these second-tier NHL guys that no doubt you end up overpaying for. So I'm not even pissed that Eisenman didn't do anything in free agency.
No.
It's all about the trade and making your team better and making your team tougher to play against. But quick example, like have you seen who's on the free agent list next year?
Yeah, it's a massive list of great players that
McDavid,
are not going to see
Eichel,
free agency.
Kaprizov, Panarin, Ovechkin, whatever, Kyle Connor, Costas guy. Yeah. How many of those dudes are actually going to hit free agency? The answer is probably none.
Yeah, I mean, the real question is at Connor McDavid. I mean, do they have enough money to pay Connor McDavid?
Yeah, but what they do have is a whole year of negotiating with him exclusively.
Yeah, and they'll get it done. A whole year of trying to get back to the Stanley Cup finals.
There's no way he could leave.
I mean, look, like I said, they traded Wayne Gretzky.
They did.
So anybody can be traded.
Trading Connor McDavid in your prime when you've gone to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals, and then we'll see what they do
next
year.
Look at Doncic was traded.
That'd be tough.
every league has the great player at the time that was traded. You never know. But we'll see. I'm encouraged that the Red Wings can get something done in a trade. I have no idea who that's going to be, but look forward to it happening at some point before July 25th.
Speaking of great players, Gator, the Tigers have three of them.
Yeah.
Three All-Stars for the Tigers.
So voted into the All-Star game by the fans. Phase one, Tiger fans showed up to try to vote their guys in.
They did. They did a hell of a job. I mean, Zach McKinstry, last time I checked, was like third in vote getters for the third base.
Colt Keith was up there. Spencer Torkelson was up there. They made a strong push to get guys in.
They did.
And in the end, three advanced to phase two. Phase two lasted, I think it was 2 days of voting or whatever it was. And Gleyber Torres wins for second base, as he should. It's not even close how much better he's been than everybody else, maybe even Major League Baseball at that position this year. Riley Green, 100% deserves to be there. He's in.
Star. Yes.
Absolute star.
Yes.
2 3-run homers yesterday. Narrowly missed a solo shot in the game second two. Game.
Yep.
Incredible.
So who's the third, Gator? Who's the third?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but the man who was third is likely to start the All-Star game in center field. Is Javi Baez. The fans voted Javi. Now, Javi's having a pretty good season. His average is way up. His OPS is respectable. Is more than respectable. He doesn't have the power numbers, or he hasn't driven many runs in.
Well, he's not the Baez of 2016, but still.
He's also hitting in the bottom of the lineup. He's batting eighth, typically, on a nightly basis, seventh or eighth, somewhere in there.
He's got the third best WAR on the Tigers at 2.2. He's got a .284 batting average. He's got 9 dongs. He's got 36 ribbies. He's got an OPS close to 800. He's got an OPS plus. League average is 100. He's at 118.
The transformation is unreal. He played a flawless center field. When asked to play center field, and he's like, oh, I'd love to. Always wanted to.
Yeah, childhood dream.
Guys that are shortstops or athletes, they can move anywhere around in the outfield. He went to the outfield, went to center field specifically, and was fantastic.
Dude.
At a time that the Tigers desperately needed somebody because Parker Meadows is out. Wenzel Perez was out. Akil Badu started out being hurt.
Ryan Kreidler stunk.
Yeah, right. All these guys were down and out. They needed somebody. Hey, Javi, you know, we're paying you all this money. What do you say you try this? Yeah, okay. And he was great at it.
He was great at it. He really did. So much to the fact that I'm like, hey, you know, once Parker Meadows comes back, maybe you keep Javi out there in center field. Now you need him at third or shortstop pretty much because Trey Sweeney hadn't been all that good. But the transformation's insane. We've gone, Gator, from hating this guy, begging for him to be DFA'd, to now loving him again. It is a transformation and a 180 and a comeback unlike any I've ever seen in Detroit sports. So who's the comp?
Yeah.
Who comes close?
That's the thing. It's from a player standpoint, this might be a one-off, man. I have never seen in my life a player who is as vilified as Javi Baez was.
Rightfully so, by the way.
I'm not saying it was wrong. It was, I get it. It was rightfully so, to the point where people were really throwing their hatred even towards Chris Ilitch to say, just buy him out. Yeah, Tom Gores with the Pistons had this situation with Monty Williams. Didn't work out. You know what? I'll just buy you out of your contract.
Right, eat the
$70 million, whatever it was. Bought him out. Like, well, can Chris Ilitch do that with Javi? Well, it's a lot of money. Baseball's different. I wouldn't expect it. But if Javi's not playing well by the All-Star break, maybe at that point you start thinking about buying him out and DFAing him or whatever. And he's getting towards the end of last season, and they shut him down, and they say he's going to have hip surgery. At that time, I did say this. I said, look, he's terrible for this team. But what if he comes back from surgery, and we find out that the surgery was the problem, that the hip was the issue, and he's able to come back and be, and all I said was respectable. I didn't expect to be an all-star caliber. I'm like, what if he just comes back and he's respectable? I didn't think it was going to happen. I just proposed the what if. Goes to the surgery, goes to the offseason, says he feels great. We watch him in spring training. We watch him to start this year. And lo and behold, he's not dive bombing at these pitches like he was before. He's not off balance. Now, he has a tendency here and there where he still shows that. But
like last night with the bases loaded.
He's hitting like 280 right now or 285, something like that.
Yes,
he's
currently
a completely different player.
284.
Now completely respectable again. An all-star again. matching the record
Beloved again.
Matching the record of starting an All-Star game at a third position. He started at second, started at short, and now he's or played at least an All-Star game. Okay. Now it'll be three positions. This is unprecedented.
I said, give me the comp. Give me, somebody help us out. There has to be a Detroit sports comparable to Javi Baez, a man that we quit, a man that we despised, a man that we begged out of town, and they turned it around, and now they're beloved. Who's the comp? I can't come up with anybody other than, I thought maybe, Jim Harbaugh. We got to the point where he was 2-4, reduced his salary, couldn't beat the Buckeyes.
Yeah, but
But then he won a national championship.
Still aren't. Not everybody's thrilled with him.
Well, yeah, because of what's going on and the cheating and everything else.
And how he did it. By hook or by crook.
So if it's not Harbaugh, do we have, I know Javi's the ultimate. Do we have somebody close? Do we have a close Javi Baez comp? Because I've never seen this before. It's insane.
From a player standpoint, it's really hard to do it. I have one that is nowhere close to Javi, but I think it's along those lines.
A player?
Yeah.
Ooh,
and then I have another player who doesn't fit all that criteria. He was a despised guy for sure, but doesn't fit the criteria.
I got two non-players. I got two people associated with Detroit sports that we felt one way about, but they're not players. That's the closest I could come.
And we'll get to that next here. 248-539-9797. Who in Detroit sports has done the complete 180 from the fans like Javi Baez? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.